Sometimes things happen to us in life or business that are in fact traumatic, but we don't initially recognize them as such. Let me ask you something that may make you uncomfortable. What happens to your business when you are not operating at your peak leadership capacity? What happens? Because here's what I know about you. You're a brilliant leader, but brilliance under trauma, that's a different conversation entirely. When leadership effectiveness drops, three things happen immediately. First, you lose people. Your best talent starts looking elsewhere because they can sense when leadership is scattered, reactive, or overwhelmed. Second, you lose opportunities. That strategic partnership, that market expansion, they require clear, confident decision-making that trauma compromises. Third, you lose market position. When you're trying to manage internal chaos, your competitors are moving forward. For nonprofit leaders, let's get specific. When your leadership lacks clarity due to unprocessed trauma, your fundraising suffers immediately. Donors don't just give to causes, they give to leaders they trust. When trauma clouds your vision, it shows in your pitch, your presence, and your passion. Last year alone, I watched three nonprofit leaders lose major funding opportunities because their personal overwhelm translated to organizational uncertainty. Corporate leaders, you know this scenario. You're managing a division through restructuring while dealing with your own stress responses. Your team meetings become tense. Your strategic thinking gets cloudy. Your influence with senior leadership starts to wane. I've seen division leaders lose their advancement opportunities not because they lacked competence, but because unaddressed trauma made them appear less capable of handling bigger challenges. And entrepreneurs, this one's for you. You are the face of your company. When trauma affects your leadership, it directly impacts client confidence, team stability, and investor interest. I worked with a tech founder who lost a $2 million investment round, not because her product wasn't viable, but because her presentation showed the scattered thinking that comes with unprocessed business trauma. Let me guess what's keeping you up at night. It's questions like, will my team still respect my leadership tomorrow? Am I making the right strategic decisions? How long can I keep pushing through this overwhelm? What if my competitors are moving faster while I'm just trying to survive? These aren't leadership failures. They are trauma responses affecting your P&L. Let's get into the nitty-gritty about this. Unaddressed leadership trauma shows up directly in your profit and loss statement, such as increased employee turnover costs, missed revenue opportunities, delayed strategic initiatives, reduced stakeholder confidence, and compromised decision-making speed. The businesses that thrive through disruption are not the ones that avoid trauma, they're the ones that process it effectively. Here's what nobody wants to say, and I'm going to say it. We have been taught that good leadership and good leaders push through everything, that vulnerability is weakness, that processing trauma is, quote, soft skills. That approach is killing your competitive edge. The leaders who will dominate the next decade are the ones brave enough to address trauma as a business strategy, not a personal weakness. I travel across the country delivering talks to leaders and their teams, and I'm always amazed when a leader who has been through a crisis situation does not recognize or acknowledge it as traumatic, or leaders who are experiencing personal trauma and don't think about the impact that it could have and will have on their businesses. The first step as a leader is for you to recognize and acknowledge that trauma is happening, and then give voice to it, give bandwidth to it, allow it to be a part of the conversation at a leadership level, at an employee level, and at an organizational level.